Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. It's cold outside, so you might be reaching for a warm cup of tea. That had us here at Possibly wondering, are some teas more environmentally friendly than others? Here to tell us more are Marin Warshe and Ashley Junger from our Possibly team. Welcome, Marin and Ashley.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
So, first of all, how much tea are people really drinking?
Well, let's put things into context. Overall, tea drinking is on the rise in the U.S.
In 2019 alone, Americans drank over 3.8 billion gallons of tea. If you don't count alcohol, that's around 15% of beverages Americans drink each year.
That sounds like a lot. What's the most popular way to prepare all of this tea?
To find out, we spoke with Mike Harney, owner of the New York-based tea company Harney & Sons.
My father started the business, joined him back in 1983.
He says tea comes in all type of packages, like loose tea, paper tea bags, and sachets made out of nylon.
And what's the most popular? I'm guessing tea bags.
Bing, bing, bing. Mike says he's seen the demand for pre-bagged tea tick up over time.
In the old days, we didn't have any machines, so all of our tea was loose. And then we bought our own tea bagging machines, our own sachet machines. For a while, we thought the whole loose tea thing was actually going to go away.
So what kind of impact does this uptick in tea bags have on the environment?
The bottom line is that the production and distribution of tea bags requires more packaging than loose tea.
And how does that translate into greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, the process involved in making a single serving of loose tea creates about 21 grams of carbon.
Because of the extra packaging involved, the process for a single tea bag creates about 3 times more carbon.
Okay, but we're still talking in terms of pretty small units. I mean, can you put the emissions for tea bags into perspective for me?
Let me put it this way. The emissions for a tea bag is about the amount of CO2 that you create with one load of laundry using cold water.
Okay, so it's not the end of the world, but if I drink a lot of tea, that could add up. If I do decide to use tea bags, does the type of packaging make a difference?
Not really. Even tea bags that are advertised as paper still tend to include some plastic or nylon to strengthen the packaging, so they're not really recyclable or biodegradable.
Are there any alternative tea bag options out there?
Well, people like Mike are trying to invent new options.
He's working on a compostable tea bag made from genetically modified sugarcane.
We're running about 30% compostable sugarcane, and we should be up to maybe 50% in the near future.
Okay, but until then, if I want my morning cup of tea to be less wasteful, what's the best option?
Right now, it's good old-fashioned loose tea. But regardless of what type of tea, make sure you only boil the amount of water you need.
That's right. Boiling only the water you need is probably the most important thing you can do to reduce the emissions associated with your daily cup.
Great. Thanks, Marin and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and The Publics Radio.